this would greatly help probably save hundreds of people's lives. They are crashing the rocks without it.
Just like a lighthouse, Jesus said he was the light of the world. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Thanks for stopping by. Sometimes making a tough decision feels like being trapped in a dark room. Because there's no light, you can't tell where to go next. When that happens to me, I remember that I have Jesus to guide me. After all, he is the best light. Here's what he said in John 8:12. I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Our story for today is called The Lighthouse. We're almost there, said Jeff. He sprinted along the path toward the lighthouse in Peggy's Cove. He crossed the large flat rock surrounding the building. He didn't notice his mom paused to help his little sister, Sarah, clamber onto a boulder. When his family admired the ocean, Jeff climbed a few concrete steps built into the rock leading to one of the most photographed lighthouses in the world. He tilted his head back, gazing in awe at the white building with the red top. Can we go inside, Mom? When she didn't answer, Jeff turned around. He scanned the crowd of strangers. She wasn't there. Jeff's heart pounded. Mom, where are you? Right here. Mom and Sarah approached him from the side. Jeff exhaled. I thought I got lost. He hugged his mother. You looked the wrong way, she said, squeezing him back. I was watching you from over there, she pointed to a boulder. I climbed that big rock, exclaimed Sarah, bouncing on her toes. Now let's climb the lighthouse. We can't go inside, said Mom. This building is more than 100 years old. She led her children around the lighthouse. Think of all the sailors and fishermen saved by its one beam of light. How could it help them out there? Asked Sarah, staring at the ocean. When it was dark or foggy, they pointed their boats toward the beacon's light. It guided them to land. Without the light, they wouldn't know which direction to go and could get lost at sea. Jeff's brow wrinkled. That would be scary, like when I thought I was lost, but worse. You were looking the wrong way. I was always nearby, said Mom, putting her arm around his shoulder. So is Jesus. He's the light of the world. He saved you from sin and will always be there to guide you, especially when you're afraid or don't know what to do, sort of how a lighthouse shines into the darkness to help people find their way. Mom took out her camera. Jeff saluted like a sailor, kindling laughter from Sarah. Mom snapped their photo and said, we'll frame that one. Well, how about you? Are you sometimes unsure about what to do in a complicated situation? If you feel lost, ask Jesus for help. He is the light of the world, and you can trust him to lead you through difficulties. He gives guidance through his word, the Bible, and he's put people in your life you can go to for help too, like a friend, a family member, or a trusted adult. No matter what you're going through, you are never alone when Jesus is your guiding light. Our key verse today is John 8:12.
Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
And our key thought for today, Jesus is our guiding light. Don't stop reading when school gets out. Join Word with Zach and win prizes when you read your Bible and Keys for Kids every day. There's a new chance to win each month, plus the grand prize for the whole summer. Join now at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.